In today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled Some Assembly Required, we learn that sometimes when you're an undead daddy, to find the perfect woman, you've got to go to Build-A-Bitch Workshop. I'm Anissa.
I'm Tavia.
And I'm James.
And this is...
What the Hell Mouth.
All right, guys, so like we said, this is Tavia, and this is What the Hell Mouth. And before we get into the thick of things, I just want to ask James, Anissa, how was your week?
I have things to talk about. For once, I was like, I need something for What the Hell Mouth, and my thing is I've recorded almost 6 podcasts within 48 hours.
That gives me a massive hard-on.
Ew. No, thank you.
I am about to tear through my
sweats. Oh, I can see it. Get it out of here.
You know, I was actually going to pack today, but I wasn't like, I'm not super comfortable just wearing a dick yet. But like, I bought one. That's my week. I bought a dick that's like, maybe not great for like sex, but it's super great for packing.
Tavia was also very offended because I asked if they were going to wear their dick to our family like function yesterday.
I would literally never wear a penis to her family because I don't want them to be like, oh, look at this fucking faggot. You're going too fucking far now.
How are they
going
to know that you're wearing a penis?
Exactly.
You're
like,
not here yet.
Staring.
But what? You saw it. It's like, it's meaty.
Yeah. There is like a noticeable like print.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I've got a meat print. I'm so excited.
Ooh.
I want to, yeah.
I'm digging things up.
I think you should wear it then.
I agree.
And start like walk up to her dad's house like, I'm the man of this house now.
Start with your family and then move to airports.
I'll never wear a dick around my family.
Could you imagine like we're trying to get on a plane?
And they're like, sir, what's in your pants? And I'm like, hold on, I'll take it out.
You don't have to have a flight. Just go stand by the baggage claim and just assert dominance.
Like, I got some baggage. And for the listeners, I'm pointing at my crotch area. Yeah. Anissa, tell us about your week.
You kind of aren't though.
Okay, I got some baggage.
There it is. Yeah, I could see it.
My week was long as hell. I am on a new show for my job, and we were filming in a very wealthy suburb. And like everybody has mansions, like 10 fucking room homes and pools and tennis courts and shit. And then there's like my broke ass, like, damn, do I have enough change to get water from this gas station? And then I almost hit a fucking deer. I was like, I thought this shit only happened to like white people. No offense. But like, I've never seen a deer really come out in the road. So I thought that was just like a white urban legend. And then I was driving and my brain was like, slow the fuck down. And I've been speeding up and down the street all day. And I slow down, and I think there was less than 3 seconds before I see this motherfucker trot his little ass across the street.
Oh,
I was like, ooh, I almost really fucked up. But my Mexican third eye came through, kept me safe.
Gotta love the Mexican third eye.
Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question? Do you ever film at that house one block away? There is always a film crew one block away at the same exact house. I don't know what it's for.
You said from that here? House one block away, like that's not a whole block of houses.
No, there's just a
it's
house.
On the street, right?
Yeah. I think it's for a Netflix show.
Yeah. So that wouldn't necessarily be through us.
Okay.
We do some pretty main, like, I'm trying to think of how I can say it without giving any names because I signed an NDA to work where I work. So
she's on big thing, like the biggest thing you could think. She's on Glee. So like,
not on Glee.
Oh my God, yes.
Is Glee still around?
No, that was Glee over. Okay.
Like that was the bit.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
But currently I'm not doing a Netflix show. I guess I could say it's Fox. Yeah, so I'm doing Fox right now, but I did Showtime before, and there is a Amazon series that's coming, and I'm like, please put me on there, because y'all motherfuckers work consistently for 6 months. Like, that's what I need.
Yes. Is it The Tick?
No.
She wouldn't be able to say, but it's
I wouldn't be able to say, but it's not that one.
I know what show Anissa does work on. It's American Dad.
It's American Dad. I wish Anissa worked on American Dad. I'd be there all the time.
You guys have heard my voice before. No, I'm fucking with you.
She plays Haley on American Dad. My week was it was shittyish. I've had the flu for 2 weeks now.
Oh, no.
And like, I had to go back to work because I was off work all last week. Yeah, this is what I sound like. I have the fucking flu and I'm very congested and I just wish that.
So we should introduce our guest.
Wow.
See, it doesn't feel good.
It felt great. I'm super horny about what you just did. I knew you were going to do that because you were like,
yeah, I'm smiling.
Just fuck the rest of my week. So, yeah, like James said, I know you've heard them talking. He's here.
I'm not going to hide it anymore. I've been here.
Yeah, he's been here the whole time, actually. Yeah. We've got a guest.
Our silent partner.
I can't hear you, though.
You can't hear me at all?
No, I'm implying that you're talking quietly.
Oh, okay. I'm just afraid to, like, go, like, to...
No, get in on that mic.
Get
be
in
right here.
AJ's got the flu too. That's how I'm breathing.
My flu is called obesity.
There you go. We can hear you now.
Okay, so I'm thinking I'm right here. It's my good spot.
No, but the volume of your voice, like project, yeah. Talk from the diaphragm.
Don't talk like this.
No, please don't talk. Okay. I need
talk
to manually turn up that.
Okay.
Ooh, that's what I need to start saying.
Okay,
hold on.
That's power right there.
Let's try.
I'm like,
what are you doing?
Well, James is about to bust a nut.
Really
so.
Hard. You're really tense. I can see the tension in your neck.
Well, we know who doesn't do anal stuff in
yeah.
here.
You really have to. Yeah, you don't have to flex like that. But I'm doing Kegels like, right now.
I'm moving my prostate about. That's what
you
I'm doing.
You can move a prostate. Whoa.
Yeah, you can like like move it,
flip it, and reverse it.
Okay, shit.
Y'all mind if I just...
I do my prostate, flip it in reverse.
Flip my prostate.
You're from a Nipsponian.
There's a guy who can speak in reverse, and then he films himself speaking in reverse. They reverse the film, and it's perfect English. It's insane.
I don't like that.
I don't
there's
hear
a clip
that
like what
at
you
all.
Just said.
There's a clip of like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse where Goofy calls Mickey, and because he's talking into the phone upside down, it's backwards, and he's like, "You folks ick me." You think? And he's like, "Oh, Goofy, you have the phone upside down," and he goes, "Spoo," instead of saying "oops."
That was a good Mickey.
Yeah, that was really good.
Too good. Someone's saying. Too good. Somebody.
You caught me.
We've also got Mickey Mouse here.
Another guest.
That might have been the wrong laugh. That was Goofy's laugh.
That was Goofy's laugh in Mickey's voice. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
You can't be that good or you guys will get sued.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We are going to get slapped with a do
you
not.
You have to edit the M's out of this. That's a really good icky.
Icky amus.
I just
when
blank
I was
it
little,
out.
My yeah. grandfather used to call me and pretend
you were choking
to be
mice
like,
too?
To be like a Daffy or Donald Duck, actually, or Mickey Mouse and like other general Disney characters. And I'd get so excited because I was like, obviously, I have a personal connection to like Disney, and it took me getting older for me to realize that it wasn't like just like Donald Duck's on the phone. Oh, and he's gonna pass the phone to your grandfather so that you can speak to your grandfather.
It was like, let me step through the TV real quick.
It's been him the whole time. Well, I mean, I'm also the kid that thought that commercials were always live, so I really was coming from like a fucked up place.
Yeah. But my grandma used to pretend to be a stranger, and she put makeup all over her face and chase her very young children around the house, going, "I'm not your mother," and it was super traumatic for them. So that was my follow up story.
Your grandma. Your grandma sounds amazing.
To some. All right, let's get into it. I'm going to do the summary now. It's not going to be funny because I just wrote it while we were watching the episode.
Okay.
I have the flu. I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care.
We'll punch it up together. We'll go line by line.
You know what else
do
was precious? You saying that you loved TC when they called earlier.
Oh, yeah.
That was adorable.
Speaking of, can I tell the story about your mom last night?
Yeah, I guess.
So we're going over, we're at their, I don't have to call her they. We were at her mom's last night. Now everybody's a they. We were at her mom's last night, and like we'd all been drinking, and Anissa said something, and she was like they, and her mom was like, no, he. And she was like, well, no, mom, they go by they. And she was like, he's not a plural. We had to be like, no, it's a fairly new thing.
Yeah,
that's funny.
My mom is not. Like as
she went
as,
straight to he, so I mean, I guess I could wear a dick to her mom's house.
Wear
but,
the dick,
because as soon as I was like, mom's having transitioning, you know, into becoming a man, and my mom was just like, okay,
I've
so he,
been.
And I was like, no, mom, they, like, there's a stepping stone in the middle, and mom's like, no,
just
there
like
isn't,
Duffy.
And I'm like, okay,
I will never be a stepping stone. I don't know the rest of the words to that song because the only song I know by Duffy says, is Mercy.
Take it all or leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At first,
oh my God.
When you did that, I was looking at AJ like, AJ's mouth isn't moving. How is he singing like
that? He's been throwing his voice the whole
time. AJ's also a ventriloquist, if you guys didn't know.
He was actually the writer and director of episode season one. Fuck this joke. Fuck it. The puppet
show. I'm glad to come out as a ventriloquist on this show. I'm a ventriloquist. I am an amateur.
No, you need to go right back into the closet.
Maxinista. I am a Fanderas, which is a fan of Antonio Banderas. So
aren't you also
I'm glad to be here with
that.
I
want to be a Fanderas.
You can be a Fanderas. There's only six of us.
You're a Fanaya also.
Yeah, I was
a fan of Shania Twain.
Yeah, I'm a Twainiac. Let's go, girls.
He has on a crop top right now.
I do.
Or I guess men shirt, short skirt.
On Twitter, I found out that black Ariana Grande stands are mocha grandes.
So is she at this point.
She is very dark. She's a very...
That is a Negro.
She's dark.
If this were the 50s, her and I would drink from the same water fountain.
Oh my God. She's like getting into that category of like, I don't really know what's going on. Like Bruno Mars.
I had a joke that you were definitely going to have to cut out. It's
going
to be pretty mean.
No, I'll leave it. We'll keep it moving.
I'll tell you after.
Okay. There was on an MSS, mostly speaking Sentai, I thought Nicole said Octoroon, and I was like, you cannot say that. And then
why?
I was like, oh no, what she did not. Okay, thank God she didn't say that.
What's I think it's Octoroon? Like the same thing as like mulatto. We're like, you're not supposed to say it if you're not one.
You're one-eighth
black.
African-American.
I thought it sounded like a spider made out of crystals. Like it sounded like an Adventure Time.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be some sort of like deep sea crustacean or something.
I was like, my roommate watches Steven
this
Universe.
This is the
Octoroon
native to Australia.
Just like a beautiful crystal spider. It's very delicate.
We're never going to get through
Wait, hold on.
Okay,
also,
power through the summary.
Hold on. We also didn't properly introduce AJ of saying AJ is a fantastic stand-up comedian.
Oh,
one of the most beautiful people I've ever met. These eyebrows, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much. They're mine. They're coming
and they
out
both
of me.
Raise. I can only raise one of my eyebrows. I have facial paralysis. <Just kidding>.
I can only do my left eyebrow.
I can do the right. Do I look like The Rock right now?
You do.
If you smell.
You sound like The Rock, too. That sounds like him.
I'm rock hard.
No, James, you're not doing it. You have to do one at a time.
Oh, I can't. I thought you were saying, can you only...
It looks like you're doing the prostate thing again.
Like, I'm watching James's eyebrows jump up and down like at the same time. I'm like, what the hell is happening over there?
He's dying.
He's having a seizure.
I don't know
why that's so funny.
You know what? Before I get into the summary, I'm going to ask, because we should have asked our last guest this. AJ.
Yeah.
Andrew.
It's AJ, but yeah.
Is it James in the middle?
No,
are you
it's
also
not.
A James?
My name
Jamila.
Is Andrew Jarek.
Mm. You know what? I knew it was
Jarek. It stands
Jarek,
for Alan
it used to be
Jackson.
Like, oh. Like the comedian. He's a singer.
He's a country singer, yeah.
Okay. J.K. Simmons.
Letters, what? Names.
A.J.K. Simmons.
Letters and names, yeah.
Have you ever seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No, this was my first episode ever.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I had like an idea of what it was because...
Yeah. The name?
Know, context, yeah. Context clues like led me to believe what
like,
we were going to be
Project
saying.
I thought this was Project Runway. This
but the episode was way different than what I thought I was going to be watching.
Yeah, there were a lot less vampires, weren't there?
Yeah.
Have you ever done a podcast?
No, I haven't.
Wow, we're really getting into it.
You're getting into me deep today.
And you know what? That's all I've wanted since I met you.
I could tell.
To be deeply inside
I
of
could
you.
Tell, yeah.
Yeah.
It was very
There's
obvious.
Definitely some sexual tension here.
Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah, no, that's fair.
How do we know AJ?
AJ, me, and James used to work at the... And you know what? Anissa worked
I
there
I also
well.
Work there. Thanks.
Yeah. Everyone in this room worked at the same call center. We're all call center whores, except for James. He's not a whore. He's a lady.
Aww.
James is a lady.
Were you
You're once,
there
twice, three times
when
a lady.
I demoted myself?
Yeah, that was actually okay. Really dramatic and fierce.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say like dramatic weird. For you or like, oh, that was actually
no.
Very weird. I was like, no.
Work really didn't register to me at all the time because I was very... Very high.
I was actually very intimidated by AJ in the beginning.
AJ what? Knew like your yeah. whole life story because he was like, before we started dating, AJ was the main person I'd go to. And if AJ wasn't there, James was second in command during one-on-ones.
Because I'd see you like power walk down like that little like walkway in between like the sides. And it was always a very like regal, like I felt like you had shit to do and you were gonna do it, and anyone that was in your way was gonna get the fuck out of your way.
That is
and
so
I was just
fun.
Like, yes, I love it. I love AJ.
I was walking fast because I thought if I walked slow, people would be able to talk to me. And I didn't want to talk to anyone. So I would just like, yeah, model walk.
I felt the same way about you just during when you were in sales and we would have those like intertwining department meetings. You Ooh. Were kind of like
think tanks,
but because you were in sales and you were like, fuck this place, we need it better.
And I'm like, yeah, well, sales okay, was okay. Like the sales management was super scary. And then the only one that like I knew and like I was like, this is a friend, was AJ. And then the rest of them, I was like, if AJ's not here, I guess I'll ask you questions. But like, and my manager would be like, you should maybe ask me stuff sometimes. And I was like, why? AJ's right here.
Right. Thank you. No, that's really nice to hear. Sorry if I was ever intimidated at all. Cause
no, it was like a pleasant intimidation.
Oh, okay, good, good, good.
I just think you're the sweetest little teddy bear, you know?
Oh my God.
Much cooler than me.
So
but
little, right?
The sweetest, cooler
Very
teddy bear.
Small and petite.
Yeah. Like one of those ones you get when you order an edible arrangement on Father's Day because you don't have a dad. So you get some fruit.
Ouch. Okay, yeah. No, yeah, but it's like mostly cantaloupe.
And then they're like, oh, we don't deliver because we're delivering to all the fathers.
We only have dark and chocolate, no chocolate and cantaloupe left.
Yeah. And then I order dark chocolate because, again, it reminds me of my father.
Remember when we had a one-on-one where you were telling me how pissed off at someone you were for getting you an edible arrangement?
Listen, I was going to beat her ass that day. I was so fucking mad. I was like, I'm going to lose my job because I'm going to slam her head through one of these cubicles.
Wait, why were you mad?
Do you remember... who yeah oh. and like sent us fucking fruit with our fucking names on it and not hers, and I was like, my sister was gonna have the QB phone. If she had had the QB phone, you would have blew my shit open, and then she would have knew we was all fucking, and she would be like, I was so mad for no reason. And like called one of like my supervisor at the time, like she was like, why don't we just go talk about this in a focus room? And I was like, she think I'm some bitch? I ain't no bitch. I beat the shit out of her. My fucking mama, I'll beat her ass.
With an edible arrangement in your hand. Like a bitch.
I ain't no mother. This shit is delicious. But no, it didn't have chocolate on it, so I didn't eat it. And James was like, hey friend, if you don't want to eat it, I will. Yeah, yep. Like for somebody that wanted forgiveness and wanted to keep fucking me, you sent me just dry fucking fruit.
Just cut fruits.
Honeydew melons, bitch.
No.
It was actually very much an act of aggression, I think, against
yeah, that's,
but the
no,
thing was that
aggressive.
Actually it was like a show of affection because I had said so many times that I didn't like,
yeah,
chocolate,
that you didn't like chocolate.
And she sent me fruit that didn't have chocolate. And I was like, dumbass, can't do right ass, bitch.
Oh, wait, you don't like chocolate?
No, but I do love chocolate covered fruit, but I hate chocolate.
But I was sitting at the at the cubicle mad, hot fucking mad, but eating those fucking chocolate covered strawberries.
But Anissa also got chocolate covered fruit and like $250 gift cards. I just got the fruit.
Wow.
And I got like, my birthday was coming up. Expensive bouquet. Like she balled out on that fruit for me. Like she's like, hey.
Do you think she's going to listen to this?
Oh, no. God, no. She like blocked me on everything. She's not going to even know this came out.
Unless.
Hates us so much.
Good luck.
Someone says it to her anonymously.
Hey, any listener, I am welcoming.
What?
You're what?
I'm welcoming.
No.
Oh, they said welcoming.
That's not what you said.
I know it wasn't.
Any
but
listener, you're Kefalka Fish. That's our next guest. I am
oh,
kidding.
God, I will not be here for that
episode.
You have
to episode. Cut this out.
No, yeah. I'm leaving it in. I'm not cutting anything.
Okay, getting into the episode.
Wait, no, we still need the episode summary.
The episode summary is like two
I know
losers.
What I'm going to be cutting.
Two losers help a dead loser build a bitch.
Yeah,
it fails.
It,
some
really.
Assembly required. Season 2, episode 2. Original air date September 22nd, 1997. When during a patrol...
See?
Sorry, I didn't realize there's a typo and it says when during a patrol, Buffett falls into it. I guess it says Buffet.
I wish her name was Buffet.
Buffet Summers.
Buffet the Vampire Slayer.
But that's a bit from Friends when Phoebe's twin sister is using her name as a porn star name and she's Buffet the Vampire Slayer.
Huh. No.
You guys have never seen Friends?
No.
I mean, I've seen
it. I thought this was going to be something where like they like called Monica that because that show was like really fat phobic against
oh
Monica
God.
Being fat.
Yeah.
And Monica was like not even that fat. They're like, uh-oh, she's going to fucking swallow us.
Like, but they used to put her in a, like there's a scene where it's like a throwback and she's dancing while eating like ho-hos and they have her in the worst fucking fat suit and then she gets tired from dancing. And yeah, Friends, that's actually incredibly insensitive.
Hey, it was
Friends
the 90s.
Is not a good show. I'm going to say it.
Friends was a good show.
Friends was a terrible show, but my mom loved it. She
Those
loves
are all
Friends.
People I would see in real life today and just think, Jesus Christ, I want to run you down, you know?
Okay, fuck, marry, kill Rachel, Monica, Phoebe.
Go. Ooh, definitely kill Monica.
Kill Monica. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I'd kill Monica, though. Yeah, I do. I'd kill Monica, and I'd marry Phoebe because lifelong humor, I think, is important to me. And then I would not fuck Rachel. I just feel like we would have just good sex, though.
I
don't want to say I would fuck Rachel. That just sounds so like hard and mean.
Oh, no. I like either fondle, marry, kill or finger, marry, kill.
What?
Because it's more PG-13.
Yeah, I would have Rachel finger me then. I like that one. And so Rachel would finger me, and then I would marry Phoebe, and then I would murder Monica.
I mean, if
Monica.
We get to change it, I'm doing rail marry kill. Well, I'd rail Rachel. Okay, then I guess fuck.
Yeah.
I'd fuck Rachel. Mm. No, I'm sorry. I'd fuck Phoebe.
Why?
Because I don't want to marry her because she looks like she's too humorous. And like she comes home like, babe, I filled the bathtub with Jello. And I'd be like, that's going to take so long to clean. I hate you so much.
Oh my God, spontaneity.
I hate Jello. No, thank you.
And then marry Rachel because I think we'd have great sex. And then again, I'd kill Monica because I just think she's like too anal. All right. When during a patrol, Buffy falls into a grave empty, not from a vampire. Motherfucker.
Well, we still need Anissa's.
I need to know what Anissa would choose.
Oh, wow. I thought you win. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, contrary to what you guys said, I would marry Monica.
Ew.
She's type A. Man. She makes a lot of money and the bitch is a chef. Like, those are the things that I like.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
So, yeah.
I love all that. So I would marry Monica, fuck Rachel, kill Phoebe.
Wow.
You kill Phoebe?
I would.
How'd you do it?
First of all, Smelly Cat was a terrible song. I think that she doesn't bathe enough for my liking.
Oh, that's why James married her.
No, I'm
loves a
around.
Musty woman. That's not a joke. James
really?
Loves a musty
yeah.
woman.
Yeah, like I think that Monica would really like, she'd elevate my credit. Like we'd still live in like a cute apartment in New York City.
Oh my God, yeah, you're
like,
right.
I think that Monica really could have been the one.
I'm not going to take it back. I just chose to murder Monica because I didn't know enough about her. But now that I'm knowing these things, I can see why you would, yeah, absolutely elevate your life.
I just think she'd be a pain in my ass.
And I also love musty people. So I'm glad that we're covering that topic now. I recently got into the smell of my own armpits. And my roommates think that means that I like to get peed on and fisted. But I don't find that there's a correlation between just me liking how my armpits smell.
But you don't like to be fisted?
I'm just too tight.
Okay.
It wouldn't work.
Nice.
So small.
Little chickpea anus.
Chickpea anus. Oh my God. I wish it could stretch that big.
Oh God.
My farts sound like a baby whispering. Have you ever heard a baby whisper?
No.
Exactly.
How's it going? When during patrol, Buffy falls into a grave empty, not from a vampire rising, but from theft, what was once Buffy the Vampire Slayer becomes Invasion of the Body Snatchers. This is so long.
Remember the Invasion of the Thotty Snatchers?
That's a callback to season one of What the Hellmouth, guys.
Yeah. I mean, no, we're not doing seasons.
We're not?
No.
But I already said this was season two.
How do podcast seasons work? What is that?
The Rewind does seasons.
They do?
I thought they did.
Like, do you guys take breaks between seasons?
No, it's just how you, like, categorize things. It's just, like...
Sorry.
He said betweezins.
I said betweezins and it made me laugh harder than I expected. That's just how you categorize the things.
Yeah.
While the younger Scoobies try to figure out who's snagging women from their graves, they catch Giles taking a page out of Xander's lame-ass book, practicing to ask out Miss Callender. It says Colander, whatever. After some cyber sleuthing, Willow finds out that the body stolen from the grave is of a classmate that died in a car crash. That night, while she's walking to her car, Cordelia senses someone behind her. So, in an incredibly out-of-character move, she jumps into a dumpster. When she thinks she's safe, she hops out and comes across Angel. As he's helping her out of the dumpster, they find another body, and boy, oh boy, is this an awkward threesome. In a secret lab, God, that was funny. That was so fucking funny.
I didn't want to laugh and interrupt it, but yeah, it was good.
No, you should.
Oh, okay.
Please laugh.
Oh, I was just really into this.
You shouldn't do that.
You wrote this. You wrote this during the episode?
No, we wrote it while we were waiting for you.
Oh, waiting for me.
I mean, I wrote it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was waiting for tonight.
That late, but... Okay. Well, that was funny, so keep it up.
In a secret lab, classmates Chris and Eric are assembling Frank and Sarah, and they've got everything they need but the head. Eric has three candidates in mind, Willow, Buffy, and Cordelia. It's then that Chris's long dead brother, Daryl, comes out of the shadows to make a selection. His old flame, Cordelia.
But I mean, like, think about your options. Buffy, Willow, and Cordelia. Who didn't think it was going to be Cordelia?
A nerd, a 40-year-old, or a sexy nubile teen. I'm going to go with Buffy.
They're all gross. I thought they were all 40. I am so shocked. We can go.
Actors, like Buffy and Willow, are 19 at the time. Cordelia, though, is pushing 30.
No. Wait. No, the actor was like 22, 23. Allison Hannigan, remember I had to look this up before I called Willow hot.
Charisma Carpenter, though, is the oldest by several years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a decade.
And also David Boreanaz, but his head wasn't on the table.
They're like 28 or something like that, right?
That's kind of cool.
The next day, like a bitch, Giles is asked on a date by Jenny because gender roles mean nothing to a techno-pagan or something of that effect. Meanwhile, Buffy finds the Build-A-Bitch laptop in Chris's basement. Before the game, Chris tries to abduct Cordelia only to be fought off by Buffy and kicked in the face. When Cordelia leaves, Chris, snitching on his dead brother and best friend, tells Buffy about their plans to kill Cordelia. Unfortunately, he snitches just a little too late. During the game, Dead Daryl sneaks up behind Cordelia and drags her away. Buffy kicks down a door she easily could have just opened, just as Eric and Daryl prepare to cut Cordy's head off. During a final throwdown between Buffy and thick, deady Daryl, a hairy-faced Chris runs in and begs his brother not to slam a fucking school desk down on Buffy's head, which he could have used for the body. In the end, Daryl slides into the flames to save his undead, non-head-having beauty, proving that he'd go right down to the wire, even through the fire.
It would be so easy for him to achieve deep throat with that body.
Oh my God. Huzzah. He's gonna fuck that neck wound. All right.
That's sexy as hell. That's the best hole, the throat one.
That is, yeah.
Literally just get off in her throat, right?
Oh my God.
So anyway, in the opening scene, we have Buffy in a graveyard, and she's got on an Impractical Fighting outfit, which is, I want to say, maybe the first that we've seen.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
Well, I mean,
she had cork wedges.
Generally, she has on, you know, like, something, one item is impractical. This time she's in heels and a mini skirt. I mean, flashing puss to everybody that she's fighting.
Yeah, she kicks that vampire in the face. And I was like, damn, I'd have been so distracted. Like, is that a clitoris? And then I would have gotten staked.
I loved the fight just because it seemed like she was like, all right, well, like every time she moved, it was like a little like shoulder adjustment. Like, all right, well, I'm about to fight. But it was like be in the middle of an actual fight scene. And the person that she was fighting was just kind of like waiting. They were like, yeah, like hit me hard.
Yeah. He was probably like mesmerized by that pussy. Like he was like, And she had just had that sexy talk with Angel. I want to get into, maybe they shouldn't have written so much about Angel being jealous because it was very like, and then he's like,
also maybe like
a 241-year-old jealous of a junior. I was like, that should have never been written. You should have never written that on a piece of paper and had that man say that.
I mean, also too, just to be like, not like, knowing people that would say something like that, like not the 240-year-old thing, but like just like a grown man being like, oh, I'm just like, jealous of that high school junior. Like,
we heard that. Jealous of your friend who's 16? Hell yeah, baby. I love you.
You know, we look at them like sideways. So to have like someone that's like 240 years old just say like very confidently in a cemetery was kind of fucked. But I mean, he does have a nice chin. And do they always hang out in a cemetery when they're not doing other things?
Mostly.
Yeah. Okay.
She has to patrol most basically every night.
Like she works at the cemetery.
No, they're probably not allowed to be there. That was actually a note I took when they're digging up the graves. I was like, where's the groundskeeper? Like,
so
So like, do things like happen in the cemetery a lot though?
Well, vampires rise a lot, and she's Buffy the vampire slayer.
Okay, so I didn't get to see really any vampire stuff in this episode.
Angel's
so
a vampire. His presence is, I think, where they're going with the vampires at this point.
And in the beginning, that first person she fights and stakes through the heart, he had the shovel and just smacked Angel in the mouth. He was a vampire.
Angel tends to be useless very often. When she was fighting the three, he also got hurt very easily.
I was also kind of confused because, so the vampire brought his own shovel and she killed him with the shovel and the shovel disappeared too?
Yeah. So because it was inside him, it also turns into dust.
Okay. Is that a common theme?
Yeah, like you'll see like if you stake a vampire and like she doesn't pull it out, that'll turn to dust.
Because the master fell on that thing and it didn't turn to dust. But he also had a skeleton. That was last season.
Yeah,
did
and
he
that,
just like fall on an object that was planted. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like you see her look down into the, because their library has like an open face glass window because their school can
afford
that. Which
is actually very like unsafe for the books. But continue. it bothers me a lot. Oh,
super absolutely. Important how like unsafe that is for the book.
So vampires in this show come out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Do not look
they
at
do.
Me.
They do.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you've seen at least a season of it, right?
I didn't know they were
you
coming
said,
out of the
ground. I
don't
even know if I've seen a season.
Oh, okay.
I've not been here.
And they can't be in the light.
Correct. If they go into sunlight, they will burst again into dust.
And some of them can be hot. Like Angel was kind of, I mean, hot mm-hmm. for like Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's attractive at all. Honestly.
Yeah.
I
very
don't think there's nothing handsome about him. What's his name? David Boreanaz.
In Bones, he's very good looking in Bones.
I don't watch Bones.
I agree to disagree. I have seen Bones.
Yeah. I don't like Zooey Deschanel or older Deschanel.
Emily.
Sure. And I don't.
I think they're both
good
looking.
What if her name was Emily?
What if her name was just older Deschanel? I actually like that, but I don't like them, and I won't watch that show.
They just have such a like fancy last
like
name for
like
regular
this.
Bitches.
Yeah,
they have the faces.
And I couldn't watch New
like
Girl
this.
Because like the secondhand embarrassment made me want to die more mm-hmm. than I normally want to die.
Yeah. I loved New Girl.
Yeah, I was gonna say those are like the awkward bitches that are up James's alley.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe it.
Because yeah. again, they look like they talk like this, and this is your kind of woman.
Does Nicole talk like that?
No. Sometimes I'm like, I don't understand. Because, like, Nicole's not musty, and she's normal, and that doesn't
Nicole
seem like
you can't
you're...
be, like, Nicole, sorry to blow up your spot, Nicole, but it's fine. Nicole doesn't take, Nicole doesn't take showers for, like, 4 days, but zero body odor.
That's incredible.
But she
I have to shower two times a day. Mm-hmm. Not because like I get musty quick. I can't go without shower. Yeah. I cannot do it. I can't let my body touch the bed with outside dust on it.
Nicole has
scalded with boiling hot
me too.
Water.
Mm-hmm. Nicole has eczema, so she can't take a shower a day or it'll
damn, you are blowing
be
her
terrible.
Whole shit up.
Yeah. She's yeah. talked about eczema on mostly Speakin' Sentai.
I wanna lean like this on the movement. Oop. Too far.
Why does everyone keep wanting to lean on that TV box?
Lean on me.
It's Natch. It just looks comfortable.
Strong,
down the box. Hatch, but Natch.
Now be a friend.
I was just completely ignoring that whole riff.
Hey, AJ, can I give you a podcasting advice?
Yeah.
Put it out here so you're still facing right into the mud.
He's talking about his penis.
Okay.
He said, just put that dick right here.
Oh, yeah, no, this is way better.
Oh, but now I can't see your face.
All the notes I had for the most part in the beginning were just, I was so curious about how old they were.
Yeah.
And I don't know if like, I just feel like now, I guess maybe we're trained differently. Well, when I was younger too, I thought like, once I get to high school, I'm going to look fucking insane. Like yeah. as soon as like eighth grade is over, like I have to eventually, I guess like get 3 feet taller, have a full beard, become super
who
hot and sexy.
Now.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh my God, thank you so much. And then nothing happened. I got big breasts and my skin got bad.
Exactly
and so,
that for
but
me.
That's what like high school TV shows kind of trained me to believe when I was younger. And now I see people watching Pretty Little Liars and all the teens look like they're like 11.
Except for Emily with those giant titties, right?
Who's Emily?
You need to leave.
Shay Mitchell.
In the show we just watched?
No, in
no,
Pretty
no,
Little
Pretty
Liars.
Liars.
Oh, no, I don't watch the show. I just see my friends watching it. They all look like Selena Gomez to me.
They're also all like 30.
Baby face.
Also,
except
it's really weird that like in I think every episode I've caught where someone is losing their mind, they just, to show that in the show, they just take their makeup off.
And also frizz up their hair
yeah,
a little
frizz
bit.
Up their hair. Yeah.
They're like, oh, like Lindsay doesn't have lip gloss on today. Where is she? And they're like, oh, it's because she's in that insane asylum that's haunted by a murderer who's trying to kill us all.
And you know she's crazy because she doesn't have any toothpaste on. She's insane.
I don't know where I was going with that. But these people in Buffy, just I thought they were, well, especially because the beginning of the episode kind of opens with them going out to the high school after the fight. And they're talking to that librarian who, by the way, they librarian shamed him. They were like, oh, like, yeah, I'll tell her that you're a librarian so we can just skip all that embarrassment. There's no shame in working in a library.
Agreed. I wanted to work in a library.
Working in a library was my first job. I was a page. I just organized the books, put them back where they were supposed to go. I watched Page Master with Macaulay Culkin. I don't know why I'm pointing at you, James.
I don't know.
Did you watch that movie?
Does he look like Macaulay Culkin?
I've seen it before.
Wow. That wasn't the reaction I was hoping that you would have. For some reason, I thought we were just going to really bond and connect.
Like, oh my God, I loved Page Master.
I wrote that movie.
And we just like open mouth kiss forever.
Now there's the sexual tension.
That's right. That's where it breaks right there.
James and AJ have a thing. I think we should go.
Get the fuck out of here. But then they went to the high school. And so I thought they were like in the staff office. So in my mind, I was like, oh, they're teachers. And she's a teacher that fights vampires. And then y'all were like, no, they're about to be like 18 or 18 or they are 18.
She's 17. Well, she's not yet. I don't think her birthday is coming.
So that was weird for me.
So what bothers me constantly about Xander is how they ask about like a dead girl and he doesn't ever know her. And he's the horniest boy in town. How do you never know the girls? But
because
the only
Xander's
girls-
gay. Xander's gay.
No, there's he's very, very in love with Buffy. And there's like in season one, there's an episode where he's like possessed by a fucking chihuahua. He's possessed by a damn hyena and tries to rape her. And then there's,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, he's possessed by a hyena?
Yeah. Okay. That's the craziest part. That is actually the craziest part. So in the season finale,
like the hyena like is a general animal or like a hyena is like a.
They go to a zoo and they look into the eyes of a hyena and they become possessed because they're demon hyenas.
Yeah, I think that's not the craziest part. The craziest part is they're
rapists.
A zoo.
They become rapists.
Yeah.
No. Just Xander.
And
cannibals.
The others
eat the principal.
Yeah.
So five of them. You should really watch this show.
Oh my God.
You should get like high, and I think you'd enjoy just watching it like high and being like, "What's going on?"
You forget how that episode ends though, with a white shaman in blackface trying to do like a woman.
Oh my God!
Trying to do like some blood ritual.
Don't. We're not doing this. We're not just gonna laugh so hard for the sake of laughing, although it is very fun.
Especially after something so dumb as a woman.
That was bad.
Like the bank. Washington Mutual used to be WAMU.
No, I'm not joining you on that one.
WAMU's funny.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
What were we talking about? Oh,
we can go back because we were just talking about the possessed by hyenas and became rapists and cannibals episode. And honestly,
we were talking about Xander being the worst. So yes. the other four that are also possessed by hyenas eat their principal.
Oh, okay, that's where I got shocked at.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I need. I am not going to get the answers I need right now.
Correct.
So I get that.
But who hasn't wanted to eat at one of their principals? I said eat it.
I just think too.
I've never wanted to eat one of my principals. I'd have eaten my elementary school principal to get rid of her.
We know.
I don't remember any principal I've ever had throughout my history of schooling. I don't remember them at all.
Principal from kindergarten to eighth grade. I got into the high school that her son went to. Shout out to St. Ignatius.
Whoop, whoop.
And then she refused to like help me get into any other high school.
Fuck.
She was like, no, you got into Ignatius. Like, what more could you want for yourself?
Were
and I was
private
like,
schools?
Whitney Young? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh my God.
I went to church at Whitney Young.
I didn't know that you had to like try to get into a high school. Like,
yeah.
Mine was like, we just have to take you. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I'd have dropped out if I
my
could.
My mom was not playing that shit. My mom was very much a, like, you have to go to selective enrollment.
That's
you
amazing.
You need to go to a school where people hear the name and are, like, impressed. And I'm like, now look at me.
That's horny. I love
it's
that.
It's like Anissa and I are the antithesis of one another. And then so are our moms. Because my mom, I was flunking out of high school. And when my guidance counselor called her, she was like, I have high blood pressure. Stop calling me. It's me or her. And it's me. And I did not get to walk.
That is so hilarious.
And my mom was totally the opposite. Like, my mom was like, is this a C? I might as well have like brought home all Fs, shit on her floor and like smeared. Like, it just, you would have thought that I had just disrespected her in the highest level. And I'm like, you know that C means average, right? And she's like, I ain't raising no average ass baby. And I'm like, okay.
My mom was like, God, you're a dummy and you're busting hell wide open. So, I mean, I guess the C was like, I get C's and I'd be like, Ma, look. And she'd be like, whatever.
I don't know if I've vocalized it, but I straight up hate your mom.
Oh,
fuck your mom.
Me and my therapist have so much to talk about. Don't even get me started on my dad.
Speaking on terrible moms, the two weirdos.
Here's my theory. She was on meth.
Oh, yeah. She was on something.
The smoking mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when Daryl dies,
her.
I mean, I guess if your kid dies, it's reasonable to start using meth. And I think that's what she did.
She doesn't have the energy to use meth, I don't think.
I was going to say opium or something along those lines.
Oh, I love opioids. When the mom... You laughed really hard when the boy is like, oh, I'm going to leave. And she blows all the smoke out of her nose.
Yes, because this is a time pre-vape where to make that much cigarette smoke, she had to have been dragging that cigarette fucking hard.
That was like 2-3 cigarettes worth of smoke.
Till the amount of smoke she sent out of her nose when she was just like, okay, yeah, whatever. Like, it was so intense to me. It made me gasp.
Okay, so for the listeners, the mom is... One of the boys who's creating the Franken bitch, the other one was the son that died. So he was the original Frankenstein that they did. And she doesn't know that her dead son is actually like undead. And so she watches all of his old football videos and smokes and wears like a bata.
Like a muumuu.
Like a muumuu. Yeah.
She's wearing tank top from Big Dog. Just like a 17XL tank top.
And just is totally not present.
If you're not going to watch the episode, just look up Sam Eagle, the Muppet. That's about as close as I could get to she looks like Sam Eagle.
In like a muumuu.
First off, you have to watch the episode because that smoking thing that she does is so fierce. Like, you will feel like her character so hard.
Yeah, that was excellent acting.
She really showed SMG, which is code for Sarah Michelle Gellar. I'm sure you guys have already used it because you can't say that full name all the time. Right. You can, but you shouldn't. But she like showed her acting up when she comes back to the house later to be like, hey, like, is Chris home? I'm his friend. Like, you're not his friend, first off. Even the mom
you're about
knew
to
that.
Kill him.
She was like, you're not my son's friend.
She was like, my son doesn't have friends. Come on now.
Ugly as hell.
You know who did have friends? My son, Daryl. Let's watch this tape.
Roll that fucking tape. And the video looked like it was from like 10 years previous. I don't know.
He'd only been dead.
But it was from 95, so I think that's how videos looked in 95.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Remember,
there was
she's
no 1080p.
Like, game 6 of the season, 95. My son, Daryl, ran 185 yards. He's the best ever. Had a big ass cock too. I love my son so much.
And like, yeah,
Daryl, when they bring him back for two like super nerds,
you guys went into it. I had a note that I was going to say, and then you steamrolled what I was about to say, and then it kept going.
I wanted to sing it so bad. That would have never stopped. So in a previous, have you ever listened to the podcast?
No, I don't listen to podcasts at all.
Which is
fair.
Fine.
Me neither. In a previous episode, James said something about a steampunk, and we learned that I didn't know the words. Have you ever heard Another One Bites the Dust?
Yeah.
What are the words to the first verse?
Oh, I cannot
exactly
hear that.
So I thought that it was steampunks barreling down the street. He says Steve walks warily down the street, but when he said steampunk, I started singing, and he was like, "Well, why are you doing that?" And I was like, "Because that's what Freddie Mercury said." And it's not what he said. And then he said steamrolled, and I was like, steampunk's barreling down the street.
Sick. I actually don't care about any of that. So thank you so much.
You know what? I've been Tavia.
Okay. Can I say my note now?
Yeah, dude.
And you then steamrolled me again.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So when they bring Daryl...
Fuck you. So the keep out sign, you do not need a keep out sign because your mom does not care about you enough to go snooping.
That's why I didn't have a keep out sign on my door.
Maybe it was for his undead ass brother.
Like, Daryl, don't go in here.
No, it was to not go upstairs.
Keep in, Daryl. Come on. Well, he seems stupid. He probably couldn't fucking read. Also, for two people that were like apparently super good at like necromancy... They did a really bad job bringing him back. That bolt that's sticking out of his arm, he looks like a softball.
But he was probably their first try, though.
He was their first. It seems like Eric wanted him to be his first as well. Eric was like, look, if we can't bring this bitch back, I have a waiting anus. Shoot those dead babies in my guts.
In my guts.
In my guts. Oh, finally someone's
singing. I didn't know. So wait,
me.
His brother was dead from a rock climbing accident?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought they said climbing up something and fell. That's what I thought she said.
That's hilarious. I had like his, oh, because his face in the episode just has like his face had been ripped apart and then patched back together.
Maybe he kept slamming on the rock's face first.
Or when
that's
they
some
were
real Looney Tunes shit. And then he reaches the bottom of the rocks and like the guy who's like carrying the, never mind, fuck it. Drops an anvil on him. That was the joke. There's the punchline. Put the rest together yourselves.
Anyway, Xander's gay though, for real. Okay, and if anyone, I mean, the people who are listening to this who may not even watch the show, or right, you're just first tuning into this one specific episode of this podcast for whatever reason, which we love it.
Probably because AJ.
Yeah.
But worth it. You're going to bring in so many people.
You fingers think so? Crossed.
Hell do yeah. People love podcasts hard?
No, but people love you.
Yeah. Oh,
I love you.
That's so
you
nice.
You're my first love.
Okay, well.
As long as I live, you will.
You're steamrolling me.
I do it to everybody.
If, watching this episode, with just go into this episode thinking that Xander's gay, okay? And just watch his mannerisms and how he talks about everyone in the episode. And that one hot girl at the very end. Oh, wait, is the hot girl the 40-year-old lady?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cordelia, mm-hmm. Who's like always dirty for some reason. But
no. It's just this
it's
episode.
It's just this episode.
Okay.
Yes.
She like had dirt in her face like this whole last time. Well, remember she dropped her keys under the car.
Yeah.
And instead of like bending down to try to pick them up, she just fell flat to the fucking ground and like laid on the ground to get her keys.
And then still couldn't reach them. And they were like literally right there. Like I think her hand had gone past the keys.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, fuck it. I'm going
to
just lay.
She did not care about being on the ground. But then she walks up to Xander at the end of the episode and is saying like, hey, like, thank you so much for just like being. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm talking to someone else. And God, Angel sucks, right? And I'm just like, he's a sassy little bitch.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
On today's Xander counter, I did it the new format. So Xander scenes only include whenever, like, if Xander's in a scene, it's not when they cut away and then come back to him. I don't count that as two scenes anymore. I just count it as one. But we had 8 Xander scenes and he was the worst in 7.
What?
Yeah, there was one scene where he didn't say words. So I gave
still
him
would have given him.
Just for being there. I try to seem like I'm not biased, but I hate his guts.
I thought he was going to be
so much. 8 for 8.
Whatever of whatever.
I thought he was the gay best friend up until like halfway through the episode. And when I found out he wasn't, then I hated him.
Yeah, he's a deplorable person. And like,
ooh, yeah,
every time Xander has an opportunity to be better,
mm-hmm,
he just doesn't. He's just like, you know what will make this better? If I'm fucking rude or sexist or stupid or useless.
Yeah.
Every time. Or a combination of those.
Xander looks like every terrible person you've ever met.
Combined into one.
Combined into a man who is very obviously trying to be a high schooler.
Xander looks like if you cut up a bunch of terrible men after dragging them from their grave,
yeah,
and reanimated them.
Yeah.
And the purpose of reanimating these people or reanimating a girl was to for the dead Frankenstein brother, so he had someone to love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, spend God. Eternity with.
Chris has the unibrow I had in middle school.
Which one was Chris?
The brother. That's the little brother.
The one that was left behind
like,
with the mom.
I can't do it. I
yes.
can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tribulation was a force.
Yeah.
I got 2 notes that I have stars by them. One, the tomato, fruit, or vegetable is the perfect BS project to do in school. It made me laugh really hard. And I'm loving Cordelia now. I think she is like top notch now.
Welcome to the Cordy team. I love Cordelia.
Cordy
I
Cordy.
Love
Cordy Club.
Like, a real bitch that like owns her bitchiness. That's
too.
My favorite.
I
couldn't tell if she was
bitch,
owning
bitch.
It, but I like the idea that she is a person that does. I'm going to have to continue watching this show. I think I have a lot of questions I need answered.
Do you want to be the 4th co-host?
Hell yeah.
I can't commit to that, no.
I understand.
I need to like watch them. Like I need to watch them all at once.
Okay.
I need like 7
We're gonna
hours.
We're going to need you to be a semi-regular like visitor, though.
Oh yeah, no. Bring me back in yes. like later on. I want to at least catch up to where you guys are at and then go past that, beyond that.
Could you?
And then when I make my own podcast about it,
call it What the Hellmouth.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
but you spell Hellmouth with like a smiley face over the U.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, what's Hellmouth? Is that the city that they're in?
No. They're in Sunnydale, California. But the reason there are so many demons is because their high school is on a Hellmouth, and it's just the mouth of hell.
Yeah.
There's a scene.
Like the opening where like yeah. demons and shit come out.
Oh, shit.
There's a speech she does where she says, I'm standing on the mouth of hell and it's going to swallow me whole. And then it'll choke on me like a fat fucking cock. She doesn't say that last part. That was me.
Did she say the choking part?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's a spoiler. I'm sorry, James.
That's fine.
In 3 years, you're going to hear that speech, though.
Can we get you to commit to at least this? The second episode of every season, you come back.
How many seasons are there?
Seven.
But we've got a... So after this, we'll have five more.
And you guys are doing an episode a week?
Sometimes we have to double up.
Oh, yeah. You can. I mean, yeah. You guys are going to be doing this shit forever then.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. For like 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll come back.
Yes.
Aww. Yay.
Yeah. Aww.
My favorite line from this episode is actually just when Eric is cutting up the picture and he's singing My Girl. It was just really like one bad and really weird.
Yeah, that was so bad. I had the same note. I just said, oh, My Girl, that's hilarious because they're building a girl out of dead body parts. Also, how big is this town? Because no one knew anyone that was dead. And I don't know. I just feel like in my, it has like a hometown vibe type thing. And it just like, how did you not know that three high school girls at a competing high school were just like killed in a car wreck?
Yeah, that would have been pretty popular news. But I come from a high school that has a very high mortality rate.
Why is that?
I don't know. A lot of kids get shot, a lot of car accidents.
Oh my God. I thought you meant like high rate as like, oh, everyone's staying alive.
No. Mortality means they die. They're dying.
Oh, yeah. Not a high immortality rate.
Because that would be them.
That would be that they're all right. Just living forever.
Yeah. What is this town based off from Los Angeles, right?
It's based off of Los Angeles. It's named after Sunnyvale, California.
Okay, so it's like a Los Angeles town, but it does feel...
It's only technically based off of Los Angeles because she came from Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
I think it's just based off of like California.
So probably like...
The state.
California. Yeah.
So in the end, when everything has burst into flames, I am still very perturbed about the fact that the younger brother and apparently the other psycho that was cutting up bitches is going to get away with grave robbing and mutilating these corpses.
Yeah.
Because like once the fire department puts the fire out and the cops come, they're going to be like, well, there's some motherfucking like bones in here. Like there's dead bodies in here. And when they do the DNA and realize that not all the like DNA matches, I would have questions as a police officer.
Yeah.
So why don't those two boys go to jail?
We never see them.
We
again.
Never. Mm-mm. Okay.
But one of the fun facts is that there was a yearbook released as like a Sunnyvale High yearbook. For like fans of the show, and they're in the class of 99 yearbook, and it's like they're like a side so that they were greatly benefited from going to therapy.
Ugh.
It's because they are white teens.
Yeah. I'm not sure Eric was white. He was like white passing.
That's all
he
it
looked
takes.
Like a he might have been a spicy white.
Yeah, he looked like one of those white guys that has like black facial hair and black hair, but then like you give him like 3 weeks and it's like tan at the base. Like he has regrowth, you know?
Gross. Oh, yeah.
I have a very specific person in mind.
That's the beard I'm going to have in like 4 months.
I can't wait.
Me too.
I want to see that dick. I wish, do you have, not like me.
I want to see that dick.
I
want to
see your dick that you bought.
I'll send you nudes later.
Okay. That's so fierce.
I recently actually, if we had gone further into our weeks, but we had to get into it, I had my top surgery consultation. And woo-hoo! When took pictures of my boobs, I was going to be like, hey, can you send me these for nudes? But I knew they'd be like, we cannot do your surgery. You are not taking this seriously. So like now I can't have them for nudes, but like Blue Cross Blue Shield can have them. That's not fair.
Oh yeah. There's a
these are great titties.
Whole database right out there where you're just, your boobs are there.
Yeah. My giant titties and my hairy stomach. You're welcome, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Do you have to bleep that?
No.
Oh,
no.
Cool.
Are they sponsoring this?
This episode is brought to you in parse, but bleep.
In parse.
This and episode brought is brought to you by... impartial by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois.
Love, nice. Love them. Thank you, guys.
So we spent the last 56 minutes ragging on this episode, and I would just like to say... this is one of my favorite episodes.
No, I enjoyed it.
I loved it. Not it for like good. How this has just always been one of my favorite episodes. Like I think it's just really kind of beautiful. Like he'd do anything for his brother.
Like that this is your favorite like out of like the whole series?
No, but it's one of my favorite of there's I have maybe this is not my this is my third favorite episode of season 2.
Oh. Yeah. You say your third favorite of season 2?
Passion is my first.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah. Passion is my first favorite and then there's I Only Have Eyes for You. And then there's this one. And then my fourth favorite is Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. And I'm so excited because I know Anissa is going to hate that episode.
Great. Hey. Super looking forward to that.
I can't wait.
Me too.
All right. Does anyone have any notes that you just need to get out?
Okay. Let me see.
You look like someone's dad flipping through a newspaper. Make some chewing noises.
I said, this man is 246 years old. What the fuck? That was Angel. Oh, there's a part where Sarah Michelle SMG says, love makes you do the wacky.
That is actually super popular in trivia. So a lot of times in trivia, they'll be like, who said love makes you do the wacky? It's Willow.
Yeah, because I was like, Willow said it first.
Yeah, and then Buffy repeats it. And as soon as she said, like, she doesn't even, she's like, love makes you do the wacky. And he's like, what? I've never heard the word wacky because I'm 241 years old.
I don't get the reference.
I didn't know what Technopagan was.
Oh, that was from a different episode.
It's just a witch.
Yeah, but like a witch, a computer witch. She does it all.
A new age witch.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually currently also very popular, being a Technopagan.
I want to know more
FYI
about that,
FYI, for my
too.
Witch friends.
Oh, the zombie brother was supposed to be 18, which is hilarious.
Yeah, he was not.
Definitely that
was
played by a 36-year-old.
That actor was a balding man, so clock that shit. That was hilarious. And I think I want Xander and the librarian to have sex. Think about it. Like, watch this episode with the intent of Xander and the librarian guy being in a relationship. His name's Giles. That's hilarious.
His last name.
That's so fucking good. Wow. They only had one person on the writing staff that was like, I have heard of a British person. And they were just like, here
his
he is.
His first name is Rupert. We're going to call him Rupert Giles.
Oh, Rupert.
Giles, you know who I thought had insane sexual tension in this episode? Definitely Xander and Angel.
Oh, I was thinking Angel and Cordelia.
No, Cordelia is definitely tossing the puss at him, but she was tossing the puss at Xander at the end of the episode.
They were eating donuts in the graveyard.
That's
and
nasty.
I thought that was really nasty.
Do you remember when SMG fell into the grave and landed on her side in like a perfect model pose and was like, oh, I fell.
And I hurt myself.
They dragged these girls out of these graves.
And then I said, unless someone like slithered out of it.
Yeah, you totally called it.
I had a note that was like, damn, that bitch had on some church shoes, huh? And then I realized she was at her funeral, so of course she did. I was like, I'll scratch that
she
off.
She had those mom.
Bitch had on a fucking
heels.
Funeral outfit.
Yeah. Wait, who was at a funeral?
The girl whose body was dragged out. Whichever one of the three.
She had her casket shoe.
Oh, Meredith Todd.
Because Buffet pulls up that shoe and is like, Buffet the Vampire Slayer. She pulls up that shoe and is like, they were dragged out of here. And it, like the shoe is like a muddy, like two, like a kitten heel.
Yeah. Like, we love an observant queen. She fell in the grave and still came out like, bitch, I have information.
Yeah, here it is.
Like, there you go.
I smell the perfume she had on at her funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
it's white
week
diamonds.
Ago.
She had on Donna Karen and embalming
fluid. White diamonds.
She's wearing Elizabeth Taylor's white diamonds.
Cabotine.
I'm gay, so I have to talk about white diamonds once a day or I will absolutely dissolve
what
into
is white
dust.
Diamonds?
It's Elizabeth perfume. Taylor's signature perfume.
Oh.
It smells like every old woman you've ever
you know,
smelled.
My signature perfume is Love Spill.
Jesus Christ, you are gross.
Somebody,
I used to have a boss
to love
who
spell.
Wore Live Spell. Who wore Love Spell. He was a guy, he wore Love Spell. He had blue colored contacts on. He was like a Latinx man and he had early Latinx person. And he had... he would smoke parliaments and he was like the district manager of this Hot Topic that I was working in at. And I was like, this guy is gay as hell. And he'd be like, oh yeah, like my girlfriend. Like he was like totally like, oh no, I'm not gay. And I'd be like, but you just smell like Love Spell. And now I know that was back in the day. Now anyone can smell like Love Spell, I guess. But I was just like, damn. And parliaments and Nicki Minaj contacts.
Okay. So on Twitter, there was somebody that tweeted that their lesbian power was that they knew what sort of Bath and Body Works scent you were as a teenager. So, Bath and Body Works scents, go.
I'm Sweet Pea.
You're Sweet Pea?
Yeah.
You know I don't. I have
scent.
James is.
I use Power Stick or like Power Stick from Dollar Tree.
All right.
Oh my God.
When I was like first coming into my like studsdom, and I used to call myself a stud, I would wear Ocean. The
from
body
Bath and Body Works?
Yeah. I thought that smelled so great. And then I didn't have a sense of smell, so I didn't know how like alarming it smelled.
Oh my God.
And it was just like a gentleman's axe.
So I was actually a warm vanilla sugar girl.
And,
but for church on Sundays, mom said that warm vanilla sugar was too like potent.
Sexy.
Tiny
so
slut.
I would wear a cucumber melon as if that was any fucking better.
Cucumber melon for Christ.
My mom used to wear Love Spell. I think that's why I wore it, because it reminded me of my childhood before, like, the beatings.
Yikes.
One time my cousin came over.
You said the second episode of every season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you want to come for more. You can always drop in.
You'll be, like, done. You're going to be, like, working through this trauma probably every...
Hopefully. I mean, I'm hoping that by the time we're 3 years in, I'll, like, be in a better place.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Happy, have a deeper voice.
Yeah.
Hopefully grow a real penis. I don't really know how, but, like, fuck it.
I think that's how it works. I think
you can dream.
You're on the right path.
In The Princess Diaries, they say miracles happen once in a while when you believe.
Yeah, reference Princess Diaries.
You're a fucking princess.
Yeesh. But your cousin, we have time for one more story.
Oh, did you want Peter Answers, or do you want the one about the time my cousin stole Love Spell from my house?
What was the other one?
Peter Answers.
What's Peter Answers?
Do you remember? You wrote it in my notebook because I was talking about it last.
Oh, yes.
So, okay. There's a website called peteranswers.com. Have you ever heard of it? Because neither of them have. So there's this website. It's called peteranswers.com. I know I just said that, but still. And you go to it, and it's like a trick website where, like, you... type in the first box, Peter, please answer. But what you actually type is like P period. And then you type the answer to the question you're going to ask. So you'll put like P period, like ask me any question.
How many bananas is in a banana bushel?
My fucking God. Can someone else ask me a question? Like you'll be like, Peter, please answer. What color shirt am I wearing? And I'm the one running, like working the site. So I'll put P period black. And then I'll type in, Peter, what color shirt is AJ wearing? And then when I press enter, it'll be like black. And everybody's like, oh my God, it's crazy. Because they think like the website knows everything. So my sister introduced it to me one time when we were kids. And I was like, oh, this is so crazy. And I guess like at some point or another, she finally told me that like how she was doing it. And like one day I just introduced it to my family. And it was like my mom, I showed it to my mom. And what happened was like where it got fucked up was she was like asking how much I weigh. And I was like 12 at the time. So I put in 314 pounds. And she was like, I'm nowhere near that. And I was like, I mean, he don't get it right all the time. So my mom like calls my aunt and my cousin. And she's like, it's so crazy. This website knows everything. So then my uncle like starts getting really into it. And he's like, ask it if Mildred loves me. And I was like,
oh, shit.
It said yes. And he was like, and I didn't mind you. I don't like my uncle. So or I didn't at the time. I don't really care now. He was like, ask it if I'll ever have a job again. And I put like some real deep shit, like never in the world. and it comes out somehow or another, like in the same day that the website is like run by the person on the webpage. And like my mom like had to, like my grandma called my mom and she was like, you need to make her apologize. And my mom was like, Tavi will apologize if she feels bad about it. And my uncle like to this day was really hurt about the fact that I said he'd never have a job again. But my uncle to this day has not had a job.
So was
Peter
God.
Wrong? Was he wrong?
Peter was so spot on.
Peter knew what he was talking about.
All right, AJ, what you got to plug?
You can just follow me on Instagram at AJ Deluxe or on Twitter at AJ Deluxe. And then there's an underscore after that because I had an AJ Deluxe Twitter, but I abandoned it and now they won't let me have it back. And so I'm trying to tell them that's a spam account and Twitter doesn't care about that because they're too focused on anyway. AJ Deluxe. So type that in, follow me. I post like local shows here in Chicago.
Anissa, what you got to plug?
You know me. You can follow me on Instagram _ Anissa Marie, on Twitter _ Miss Valdez. I'm going to throw in my Tumblr now that we're in season 2. It's Havana AV.
Ooh.
And obviously my Cash App is always open for you guys. Anissa V24. Whoop, whoop. And if you like the sound of my voice, I want you to send me $5.
I love the sound of your voice, but I don't have $5.
TC.
Follow me on Instagram at tavia.cw. I post pictures of me and Anissa, me and James, maybe a picture of me and AJ. You never know.
Ooh.
Follow me on Transitioning with TC. I've been posting stuff about my transition. So if you're interested in that, follow me. If you're not, fuck it. Don't follow me.
Where's that at?
On Instagram.
Okay.
And I just kind of like update about stuff. Maybe I'll show you some pictures of my junk since it's growing. Probably not, though, because they banned me. Follow me on Twitter at Tavia_CW because they don't let you put a period. I'm going to complain about it for the next 3 years until they change it. Change that rule. Let me put a period, Twitter, please. Follow me on Tumblr at tchalisew. That's T-C-H-A-L-I-S-E. That's in a W. That's also my Snapchat. Follow me there as well.
Damn,
not
bitch.
That we
anything
do.
Else?
Follow us on Tumblr at WhatTheHellMouth. Podcast? What the hell is our Tumblr?
I don't know Tumblr.
Oh, holy shit. James, go ahead while I find out what
Tumblr is. All right, guys. Hey,
Guess what? Thanks to donations from Steve F. at Hit People Guy on Twitter, Power Playthrough, the podcast about Super Sentai and Power Rangers, at P Playthrough on Twitter. We also have It Takes Two to Toku on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, I believe. It's It Takes the number 2 T-O Toku, and an anonymous donor. We were able to get a website domain name. Yeah.
It's
MLM Pod. You can find links to listen to all the podcasts I do, such as Mostly Speakin' Sentai, I'll Get There, and This Movie's Gay. Ooh. Also, listen to my rap music, Marsh, Land, Monster.
Was that good?
That was great.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's excellent.
Ooh.
And
I'm like dumb hard about that.
I think that's also. Oh, yeah. Also, if you want to support us on MLMpod.com, there is a donate button. Just donate anything you want. Now it goes to TC's choking on something, I think.
No, the water like spewed back out of my mouth.
Okay.
Oh, he looks really ugly when that happened. It was so great.
I always look really. That's just my stationary face.
The money that's donated now just goes into promoting the podcast to help grow an audience base. Also, give us 5-star ratings on iTunes and we will read them.
Also, Backpage.
What's Backpage?
No, I'm just
we
kidding.
We do not have a Backpage.
I was going to say, I don't know about this. When did you guys set something up?
Yeah, when did you guys set something up on Backpage?
I don't know what that is, guys.
I'm on Pornhub.
Oh, God, I wish I was on Pornhub.
Just me and Anissa.
You guys should be. All of you guys should be on Pornhub.
I don't think Go ahead.
You want to see the unedited version of that video?
I know I say a lot that I want to see your penis. But I'm not like actually.
I'll show AJ at the
end. Your penis?
It's a video of me rapping.
I mean, I guess if AJ's going to see it, now we all got to see it.
No, just take it out.
Take it out right now.
But yeah, that's all I have to promote. I've been James.
I've been Tavia.
I'm Anissa.
And I'm AJ.
And this has been What the Hell Mouth.
You're supposed to say it too.
Yeah, you got to say it.
Oh, wait.
Just say it right now.
What the hell, Matt?
I'm not going to edit that into where it's supposed to be, but you got it said.
Perfect.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Our Tumblr is What the Hell Mouth Podcast.
In today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled Assembly Required, we learned that
No, you have to start over because
slow
TC...
down.
All you had to do,
I did this and you didn't slow down.
Okay. I'm Anissa.
I'm Tavia.
And I'm James.
And this is
What the Hell Mouth.
Wow, that sounded so loud. I feel like our microphones are higher than they've ever been.
No, it's because you wanted your headphones turned up.
Oh, is this like a bit you did? Because
no.
They're so loud.
Okay, then I'll turn them down.
I'm getting a headache. It's like, why is everyone screaming at me?
Sounds good to me.
Right?
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about now? Let's say 3, 2, 1, what the hell mouth, okay? 3, 2, 1,
what the hell mouth.
It's still incredibly loud, but like it's fine. I don't want you to have to get up off of that thing and dance till you feel better.
Oh my God.
Okay.
That's a lot better. Yeah, right. This is better.
3, 2, 1,
what the hell mouth.
Much better?
Yeah. Does it feel like you're in a cult right now? Like, do you feel
uh-huh.
like...
Cool.
But you like, just joined?
I also feel like I'm on the side of, like, Hustle and Flow. Weirdest,
you got to talk into that mic. This is going to be for bloopers.
We're going to make this bloopers. Shit happen.
All right.